brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm back with you. This is Ted Anderson. Actually, Alex is taking some much-needed R&R, building a studio, television, full, you know, blown-out studio like you find over at Fox and places like that. Really working his tailbone off to make this message come to you. And I need to say, I know he appreciates all of you for listening, and I certainly do too. I've been very blessed to have Alex Jones as a partner in business for so many years, and I just need to say that he's been an excellent addition to the Genesis Communications Network, and I am forever grateful. Much needed R&R, though. His kids are grown up. Everything's happening in his life. He needs to have a little time off. He's doing a Sunday and then Monday through Friday show. It's just a little too much. Every now and then you need to take a break. Just wanted to get back to you. I know I've got a lot of people that are asking me about the $600 reporting thing when you're buying gold in 2012. Now, leave it to the politicians to pass a health care bill, and then they take away our liberty. Now they want to have a 1099 form and have a microscope on what we're buying, and especially in the gold and silver market. No thanks to Barack Obama and all the Congress that passed the health care bill. You know, it's just one more huge cut against our liberty. And for those of you who haven't had a chance to see this, it's all over the place on the internet, but we have a hard copy of it. There is a representative. His name is Dan Lundgren. He's trying to pass H.R. 5141. I suggest that you support this. He has 80 co-sponsors. If they do pass this thing, it'll strip it right out of the health care bill, and we'll no longer have to worry about having the government have a microscope on our transactions for gold and silver. For those of you who like to have the privacy, not have the government in their life and in their business, I mean, what do you think is next? It's just terrible that they're doing what they're doing. And again, Alex asked me to put this up for you, and I need to tell you, right now the franc is at $265, and we're giving you a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. You hear Bob Chapman up here every Friday, and he's talking about the economic conditions. And once again, you know, you want to know more about this healthcare reform bill and how in the world do you get reporting gold and silver in a healthcare reform bill? Well, it's there, and you should know more about it. So call us at 1-800-686-2237 and get your copy of this $600, reporting item that's in the healthcare bill that's going to make it so you can't even trade precious metals over $600 without having to have the government form filled out. I mean, you know, what's next when you're going to be buying diapers for your baby? I mean, how far down the road are they going to go with this thing? And this is just absolutely absurd, and it shouldn't be there. The United States people should be able to buy with their money, if it's their money, without having to have the government, Big Brother, standing over their back trying to figure out what they're trying to do with it. This whole show has been about today, about the Federal Reserve System, the national debt, and what the United States is doing to our currency. And now they're trying to plug a loophole that makes it so they can watch to see if you're buying gold and silver. Why do you think they want to know that? You know, this Alan Weiner in New York is saying that the government does not have the power nor the control to come in and take your gold from you. Well, I got news for you. In 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt did exactly that. He paid $20 an ounce for gold and then raised the price of gold just months later up to $30 an ounce. You know, it was $36 an ounce for gold. And, you know, just a big hit to the people that turned in their gold. It is just an attack on our liberty. The United States people should not stand for this. And, you know, let's not let this happen. This Dan Lundgren's got 5141. Call your senator and congressman. Tell them you want to get that now. And if you need a copy of this bill or what's going on with this, call us at 800-686-2237 and get a copy for you. And then pass it around to everybody you know. We need to be able to trade a currency here in the United States without having Big Brother on our back. Thanks for listening. We have a really great show lined up for you. Continue to listen. Alex will be back very soon, and you'll be able to hear the next part of the segment of this show.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Wall Street Journal is now reporting that they believe the United States will completely collapse by next year. We're going to be going over that headline. MSNBC has guest analyst on saying buy guns, barbed wire, and farmland. More and more people are sounding just like Gerald Celente, who's been predicting exactly what's happening right now for at least the last 6 to 7 years with precision. He called it in 2008. He said by 2010, the stimulus would have run out. By the middle of 2010, it would be clear that the establishment knew full well what was happening. That's now unfolding. And I have in incredible news here. We actually got the MSNBC script for the Rise of the New Right special that they're going to be airing over and over again starting next Wednesday, hosted by Chris Matthews. They lied to me, but I knew they were lying. I told them, I said, this will be me cut into neo-Nazis and militias, and you will demonize Ron Paul and Rand Paul. And I said, no, we're just profiling you, and it's all friendly. We want to know the Tea Party. Well, I have the script. None of what I said is in there. Basically, it's all distorted. Nothing about reaching out to the controlled left, explaining to them that, you know, the false left-right paradigm, none of it. It is worse than I thought, and the article is up on PrisonPlanet.com, MSNBC hit piece, smears Tea Party as neo-Nazis. This is so important. And so we're going to get Gerald Celente's take on that, on the economy, on the Iran situation, the Israeli flotilla, all of it. Really, Gerald Celente needs no introduction. I can look at our PrisonPlanet.tv numbers, our web streaming numbers, just the phone calls we get, the YouTube channel. This is the most popular guest we have on a monthly basis. Sometimes we have a Charlie Sheen on or a Willie Nelson or a Jesse Ventura, once every 3-4 months or so, or a couple times a year. You know, that will have more viewers or listeners. But as our regular guest, people really appreciate the straight talk of Gerald Celente. And he really doesn't need any introduction, but he is the Trends Research Institute, founded in 1980. TrendsResearch.com has a long, illustrious bio. Find out more at TrendsResearch.com or in the past interviews we've done with him at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Gerald, so much is happening. So much is unfolding. Good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
A lot going on. I want to get to the economy first, but what is your take on the MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports, demonizing patriots, gun owners? Now I've got the New York Times where they're cracking down on Amish, trying to take their property, saying it's not good for the environment, that their cows are defecating, that's not normal now. I mean, you cannot make this up. This is a full-out assault on anyone who wants to be self-sufficient.
I've said this before, that in the mainstream media and a number of these talk show blowhards out there, they keep calling what's going on in America socialism, the ones that don't like Obama. We've made it very clear that the merger of state and corporate powers, by definition, is called fascism. So what we're seeing is, first, we're seeing the merger of state and corporate powers like never before, with the whole guise of the too big to fails. And look at the facts. You go back to the early 1990s, the top banks, the top six banks, had about 15% of the action out there. Now the top six banks control 65% of all the financial assets in the United States. So as we become more fascist, what you're seeing now is the squeezing of the little people. Oh, those dangerous Amish, you have to really watch out for them. You never know when their horse and buggies will be taking over another town. And it squeezed the little people at every end. Look what they're doing to the small farmers, making it almost impossible for them to compete as they're becoming more popular. Look at the numbers. What is the IRS doing? They're cracking down on the little people as they're turning a blind eye to the big corporations. So that's what's going on. And as you pointed out, how the MSNBC did a snow job on you, they do it with everybody in making the Tea Party look like as though it's a right-wing fanatical movement of right-wing nuts. And it's the same story. Let's go back over the history. In 2007, in the Trends Journal, our top trend for that year, while Bush was president, was that we were going to see the emergence of major tax revolts. What did they do? They ignored it. In 2009, the first Tea Party since protests, tax protests, what did they do in the mainstream media? They ridiculed it. They said it was going nowhere. And then, as they could no longer turn a blind eye to it, and it started gaining momentum, what did they do next? They demonize it. So it's a very familiar pattern. We know where they're going, and they're not going to be able to stop it. It has a life of its own.
Well, that's my next point. We see 3 weeks of a hoax saying that Rand Paul wants to get rid of the Civil Rights Act, which he never even talked about, is not on his platform. He said, no, I don't. And they said, no, yes, you do. And his approval rating went up. In one poll was 16%, it went up to 20%. Another poll was 20%, it went up to 25%. He gained between 3 to 6 points in a whole index of polls after 3 weeks of 24/7, basically saying he was the second coming of Adolf Hitler. So what does that say to Chris Matthews and others? That's what I told Politico. I said, look, if you want to hurt Rand Paul, endorse him. You guys are shooting an empty gun. More and more, there's less and less people that believe a word that comes out of your stinking mouth.
Well, of course, it's the same old Washington Beltway circle jerk. Turn them on. It's the same guys. over and over, and the same tired old faces saying the same old things. The only people that are listening to them are themselves. The whole nation is going in another direction. Again, we'll only stick with the facts. They ridicule the Tea Party. They said it would go nowhere. The lefties hate them. They've turned them into, you know, again, a stereotype that does not encompass the full meaning of the movement. So just as they do, Alex, when there's a mass demonstration like the ones they just had in Greece or the ones they have in the U.S., they throw in the agents provocateurs to make it seem as though the whole thing is nothing but an anarchist movement. They're doing the same thing by demonizing the Tea Party. Sure, there are lunatics in there, unlike the respectable lunatics in the Democratic Party, like President Obama, who has sent more troops into Afghanistan, who has expanded the mass murder in Pakistan. Although they're respectable because, as you've heard me say, they're among the elites, the Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Bullets, Bombs, and Banks group. They only do things with pinkies up in a dignified way. They kill you with drones. God forbid. They would never have an AK-47. So what they do is they make it seem as though the people of the movement are all out of their minds. They're all head to the hills with pork and beans and barricade yourself in because the end of the world is coming movement, rather than admitting to the depth and breadth of this movement. It's not going to be the Tea Party that really brings forth the change, but it's the first element of something very big. I said this over and over again, and I'll say
that's
it
right.
again.
It's the same sore to pop out to show us that the country is very sick.
Yeah, again, it's the beginning of the second American Revolution. It's underway. The Chris Matthews, the Obermans, the rest of them are not going to stop it. It's happening. They can ridicule it all they want. Again, it's the same Washington Beltway circle jerk. You know, I go into these websites, you know, the liberal ones like Raw Story. Oh, they're so proud of calling themselves progressives. Progressives, every day in there, they have what Jon Stewart said, what Stephen Colbert said. How about what Bozo the Clown said? They're clowns. That's it. And these are the ones they look up to. So the liberals look up to the clowns, the Colberts, and the Stewarts, and they make fun of the rest.
It's incredible. And then the right wing thinks Sarah Palin's going to save them, but that's not going to happen. And the other good news is every incumbent, whether Republican or Democrat, whether it's Arlen Specter or Grayson, they are all being thrown out by the more extreme. The more extreme you are, according to mainstream media, because they're up on the hill like Buddha pronouncing what reality is, the more extreme you are, the more the mainstream media demonizes you, the faster you get put into office.
Yeah, you know, again, look at the people that just won the elections yesterday. Oh, you're real fireballs out there in California for governor and senator. You know, I mean, come on, look at these people. What did this woman Whitman spend this? $80 million? You know, I mean, you know, what are they? What do they do so great? What do they say that's so enlightening? You put somebody in office to run against them, like a Rand Paul, that brought the Tea Party to a whole level that was never admitted to before. They can't withstand it. So what do? They take the cheap shots. Look what just happened with this woman, Helen Thomas. We're 89 years old. Boy, did they beat her up. Boy, did they show how tough they are. And what did they do? They defused the whole atrocity that Israel committed by boarding the Turkish ships in international waters. Bam! Out of the news. And instead, they hung 89-year-old Helen Thomas up as someone to show, don't mess around with them.
Yeah, that's right. We'll put out the pasture. An old cow can't even stand up. Gerald Celente, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about a host of issues.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11,004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Gerald Celente is our guest on the radio, also simulcasting on television at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. The entire next half hour, the first half hour of the next hour, will be your phone calls for Gerald Celente. The toll-free number to join us with specific questions for him. 1-800-259-9231. You can also send questions to our Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And I'll also bring up some of those questions later in this hour. But the first 30 minutes of the next hour, questions for Gerald Celente. I want to get back into what's happening with North Korea. The media saying Bin Laden's now in Iran. He's like a chess piece they move. I mean, they could move him, I guess, to the Amish property they're trying to take right now and say, you know, Bin Laden's in a Pennsylvania Amish community. We've got to drop nukes on them. I want to discuss that, what's happening in North Korea. But before we go any further, your trends forecast on the economy, investment banker, it's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire. That's CNBC. Here's the Wall Street Journal headline. Tax hikes and the 2011 economic collapse. Today's corporate profits reflected income shift in 2010. These profits will tumble next year, preceded most likely by the stock market. And Northcom's in the news today, Gerald, saying Al-Qaeda's going to hit. We got to put army on the streets.
Yeah, well, it is collapsing, and there's nothing that they could do to stop it. We saw what's going on in Europe with the Greek tragedy, the $1 trillion that they just spent to help bail out Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and others. And then we heard Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, say that, you know, this is only a temporary measure. It's not going to fix the problem. Of course it's not. You don't put on more debt on top of old debt to revive an economy, and then plus putting austerity measures into place. So we're looking at the collapse of the crash of 2010. It's going to happen before the clock strikes 2011. Let's look at the facts, Alex. As you mentioned, we said that in 2010 the stimulus money would start to run out. Last week we saw the unemployment numbers come in. They expected 150,000 to 160,000 jobs to be created in the private sector. 41,000 were created out of 95% of all the jobs created in May were census workers, temporary jobs.
And that's, and to interrupt, Gerald, that's even using rigged numbers. We learn at least 500,000 people are fired and hired each month in the census and then counted as new jobs. So even with cooked books, 95% are government.
Right. And then they're going to be gone by the end of the summer. Then what? And I think what you're saying is what we're saying, and that is when all else fails, they lead you to war. And just as we're seeing the ineptitude of the government by dealing with this tragedy in the Gulf with the oil spill, just as we saw their Katrina quality rescue skills, just as they keep fighting, losing wars on drugs, just as they fail to improve the education system with leaving no child left behind or any other scheme, just as they lose with health care reform, just as they lose with financial reform, the military are losers too. This week we lost, what, 17 U.S. troops in Afghanistan in a losing war that's costing hundreds of billions, that's going to cost more lost lives, and that's going to be a losing war at the end. So to divert our attention, Iran looks like the next war that they will start and lose so that they can't admit to their other failures.
Gerald, the CIA, as you know, 2 weeks ago, bragged to the Washington Post that they had put out fake Bin Laden videos. So that's now confirmed. We already knew that, but now it's admitted. Now they've got known Israeli propaganda front saying that Bin Laden is in Iran with no proof. They're just saying this right on time for World War III with Iran.
Yes, and this whole Spring Trends Journal is the great war that the United States and our, quote, allies are leading us to. Look, a couple of weeks ago, we saw the German president resign. And why did he resign? He admitted why they were in Afghanistan. And they're going from baby steps to goose steps.
All right, stay there. Let's come back with the Great War with Gerald Celente, and he's saying he sees the total meltdown this year. So that's less than 6 months. Stay with us. This is Vital Info.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is the end. By the way, in the last 30 minutes of the show today, I'm going to go through the Chris Matthews hit piece, because this is a new level in demonization and propaganda of Rand Paul, myself, and others. I may even have to go into overdrive at the end of the show, just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and Internet InfoWars.com listeners, because that information is so important. But we'll probably have time to cover it during regular broadcast time, the last 30 minutes after Gerald Celente leaves us. Before we go back to Gerald Celente and his incredibly valuable crystal ball level analysis, we need your support. I know the economy's falling apart, and we're trying to expand here. You know, we're getting millions and millions of visitors a week, millions of listeners a week just on the internet. I'm going to be quite honest with you, it's very costly bandwidth wise. And my crew, the engineers, the webmasters, the writers, the news websites, the films I'm making, the radio show, we're self-funded through radio sponsorship and through the sales of books, videos, and t-shirts and ball caps. And you know, everything we do is about getting the word out. When you wear an InfoWars.com shirt, you're advertising liberty and freedom. When you wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt, you're advertising liberty and freedom, and you're supporting us, you know, buying a $9 t-shirt, we make like $4. When you buy a Don't Tread on Me film, you get a great documentary about states' rights, and you support us. When you get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, you'll get a film that can wake people up about the police state takeover and how illegal it is. When you get a film like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you'll understand the Bilderberg Group and what their master plan is. Same thing with Invisible Empire, Fall of the Republic, Camp FEMA, all available at InfoWars.com. or you can see them all in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv and watch the live radio show, another added level, another dimension of information warfare against the globalist. So please order the videos because they wake people up. And secondarily, it also supports our operation. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Also, we've got InfoWarsShop.com. InfoWarsShop.com is a new shopping cart we just launched. We still have our Yahoo cart, and we're going to be launching a couple other shopping carts in the future, so you have more choices of different ways to shop on different platforms. And we couldn't have done it without you. I mean, when I set out 15 years ago to do a radio show and a local TV show, I never intended to be as successful as I am. But it's the message of how successful other activists and other patriots can be that is so vital. So, again, InfoWars.com, or you can simply write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, and order the books, videos, and materials. And if you want to order by mail, you can also call the toll-free number and ask questions about different specials and combos. Some of the films are as low as $4.95 a piece, like Loose Change, Final Cut. Okay, enough of me here ranting about the documentaries. Let's go back to Gerald Celente. But speaking of solutions, I think evergreen is the name of the game in really convincing people. When somebody sees a film I made, like Road to Tyranny, 8 years ago, and everything in it came true, I found my older films are even more effective than my new ones sometimes, because people can go, this guy, how did he know this 8 years ago? Or they can watch my first film made 13 years ago, America Destroyed by Design, and they say, how did this guy know this? It's the same thing with the Trends Journal. It's great to get the latest Trends Journal, which is important to get, on how they're trying to start a war and how they're going to totally implode the economy soon. But it's also good to get back journals. So tell folks how they get a subscription to the latest journal, but how do they get back journals so they can really get an understanding of how important your view of the world is, Gerald Celente?
Well, our website, they could go to trendsjournal.com and just request the back Trends Journals, and we send them to you. It's as simple as that.
Awesome. What are some key journals from the past that you would recommend for people to order?
Well, one of them, in 2004, I came out and said that in 2007, we would enter, quote, the Great Recession. So we saw it back then. And we also saw back in 2001, we knew that gold prices would go to record highs, and we call the bottom at $275 an ounce. It's very simple to see. And that was, it was by knowing that they would begin to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. So you can't keep printing this digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on, without ruining the economy. And the other ones, of course, we forecast terrorism. Back in my book, Trends 2000, back in 1997, you could see these trends coming. But people they want to live in denial, Alex, but not anymore. More and more people want the truth. They want the facts. The motto, by the way, of the Trends Research Institute is think for yourself. I don't tell people what to believe, and nobody tells me what to believe.
And that was your dad that taught you think for yourself. I mean, my father, he almost gave me the same statements about don't be a parrot, think for yourself. There's an agenda in the media. Our government's supposed to be small. Historically, governments are destructive. Now, that's seen as extremist by Chris Matthews, but that's Thomas Jefferson. That's authentic American. Don't get into debt, work hard, only trust your family, always stick up for your family. That is demonized today, but that's what made this country great.
I mean, who is Chris Matthews? What has this guy ever done? Was he a PR guy for a congressman or a senator or something?
Yeah.
Before this? I mean, they're nothing. Tim Russert, everybody used to bow down to him. Another PR flack. That's all they are. They're all yes men. There's not a man among them. They all work in the Washington Beltway circle jerk. None of them stands up and stands out. Even this guy, Bill Mayer, he's a wise guy, this or that. I remember when he retracted his statement when he said the one thing you couldn't call the terrorists on 9/11 were cowards. They're cowards. The paycheck comes first. There's not a man among them. There's not a man in the White House. There never has been in my lifetime other than Eisenhower.
Well, I want to get into the war and when you see the economy imploding in more detail. That's in the current Trends Forecast Journal. But before we do that, we were talking during the break about how Chris Matthews on a best night has 500,000 viewers and how medium-sized syndicated shows like this one have millions, several million conservatively, about a million more each week on the end, about 3 million total. Chris Matthews is a legend in his own mind, but because there's a teleprompter, because there's a fancy suit, because there's a bunch of reporters, still some people watching it think it has all this gravitas and authority, but that illusion is now dying. But Chris Matthews and others still think their propaganda is working, and that's a big deal that whoever they attack suddenly goes up in the polls. I mean, don't these delusional monkeys get and understand that their free ride, lying to people and bamboozling and scamming and hoodwinking, is coming to an end?
Not until they get fired and the ratings keep slipping. Look what's happened to CNN. You know, I've just come up with a new pledge. I'm not going on any more of these shows anymore. I'm very selective. And if any of them want to do it, they could come over to my place and they could interview me. And they're not going to edit it. We're going to do it live because I know the game. I've been around a long time. When you're in charge of the controls, like they are, you can make it look like anything. So why should I give my valuable time up to them? What have they ever accomplished? What have they ever done? They're broadcast blowhards and suck-ups to the political system. So why should I go on their shows to boost their ratings?
Well, yeah, that's the headline.
Going down?
CNN has lost more than half its viewers in 1 year. They lost half their viewers the year before that. I mean, they're going to be down to 50,000 viewers on their lowest show, 200,000 on their biggest, if the trend continues in 6 months, according to the Associated Press. Their top show, Larry King, has 1 million. By the way, it's going to be a hot show tonight. I talked to Ventura a few days ago, and I can now talk about it. He's been on there with Oliver Stone talking about New World Order. So now they're forced to let Ventura and Stone on, who will actually talk about real issues, desperately to keep any viewers. So that's actually smart of Larry King.
You mean Larry King? Is it Larry King Live or Larry King Almost Dead? I mean, come on, you know, it's, when are they going to try something new? They're not going to do anything. They don't want it. I know the inside scoop. They want no one with a personality. They're white bread through and through. It hurts the advertisers. Let's get to the bottom line here. A guy like me, I'm bad for business. I'm telling people, don't buy anything you don't need. I'm telling people that you're going to keep buying stocks in a market like this as they bring out all these shills on CNBC and other places saying, this is a good buying opportunity. Stocks are at a low. Yeah, stocks are at a low. They're at a 1999 low. Remember they told you, Alex, you know, you have to stay in it for the long term. Hey, wasn't the NASDAQ in 2000 at 5,000 and now it's touching 2,000? What is the long term? A couple of generations? Oh, and how about those wonderful legacy stocks like Lehman Brothers and General Motors? No, they don't want me on. I'm not going on anymore. I'm telling you, I'm very selective. I get requests, I turn them down. I don't need them.
Well, I've noticed I only see you now.
I need them.
I notice the YouTubes I see of recent, because I don't watch TV. I end up watching aggregate clips. I don't watch a lot of TV, to be accurate. But I notice I only see you on Fox mainly when it's live.
Yes, exactly. I won't go on any tape shows because they do what they do to you. They sandbag you. You could do anything with editing. And again, these aren't men. There's not a man among them. They're big mouths when they're in their little power bases, just like politicians, the red carpet crowd. You know, they show up in these huge airplanes. You know, they salute. They walk down the gangplank. A red carpet comes out. They strike up the band and they have a parade. And They have all their guards around them, and the crowd is, you know, 100 yards away. Let's talk man to man over here. You'll never get one of them do it because they're little babies. They're only tough in their own arena. Hey, if they want to come over and talk to me man to man, we could have a man to man conversation. They'll never do it. There's not a man among them. They're political suck-ups, all of them.
Well, when you have a bunch of cowards running your society who say yes to everything, the worst is going to gravitate to the top, and they're going to become disconnected from reality, and they're going to destroy their own tyranny. That's the good news, is they've created such a tsunami of robbing and looting and stealing that Merkel 2 weeks ago had to put her own blocks in to stop the Wall Street and London banks bringing Germany down. And that brings me back to, you got cut off of the last break and we went off into other subject because I went there. Gerald, you're talking about war sooner rather than later. You're saying you believe the full collapse will come by the end of 2010. Give us the full breakdown. Let's go through this.
The crash of 2010 is happening. We saw it with the Dow taking a dive and continue to do so as the rest of the world equity markets. The United States has spent, lent, and guaranteed $13 trillion to bail out this system, including bailing out the commercial real estate sector. This has gone on worldwide. The whole EU has done it with their cheap money. Australia, the UK, Japan, South Korea, and China, of course. But China could afford to do it because they have surpluses. It's all running out now. So now we're going to start seeing the collapse. That's why gold prices are what now? $1,200 and about $40, $30?
Yeah, it's world record. World record in Europe, world record here.
And the Europeans know the deal, and they're going to keep buying more of it. Then we're going to see more talk about war. And that's how they divert the attention. History is only repeating itself. The same thing happened in the late 1920s. Markets crash, depressions, recessions set in, social unrest builds, and what do? They take you to war.
But we have to have nuclear war. We have to have nuclear war. I mean, they told us forget about bin Laden for 5 years, but now he's in Iran. They said so. We've got to have nuclear war, Gerald, bin Laden.
And how about that Saddam Hussein? Remember his weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? And remember the Gulf of Tonkin? Remember the Maine?
Well, but bin Laden was on the Maine. Bin Laden was on the Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898, Gerald. Come on. There are no conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, you were talking before, we were talking about these wimps. Look at Obama, the cheap trick with him going out there. I'm going to kick ass. Yeah, he was going to throw sharp elbows on the
word on him is all he does is hang around in bathhouses.
Now, so, I mean, this whole thing is a disgusting spectacle, and the people need to realize who's in control. Remember the guys in high school and college that wanted to be the class presidents and the head of the student council? The guys that, you know, were suck-ups, that were brown-nosers, that were never sincere, glad-handers, and only out for themselves? The people that you couldn't stand.
No, I remember being about 18 and finally figuring out there's a lot of manipulative liars out there who assess you like a predator and then manipulate. But they're always cowards, you know, at their bottom card.
Exactly. And these are now our senators, our secretaries of this and that, our presidents. That's all they are. The same people we couldn't stand in high school and college are now telling us what to do. And the reason they get away with it, again, it's the red carpet crowd. It's the pomp that they keep showing the public.
Well, I mean, you talk about going into Iran. How do you see that unfolding, A? And then, B, you did say the stimulus would run out in 2010. You know, you called it the 08 situation 2-3 years before. You've called that accurately, and some of the other great economists we've had on have been accurate. So that's what's scary is that, you know, all the experts are agreeing, and you can see and now the mainstream media is finally admitting an implosion is accelerating. And so, you're saying you see this really happening by the end of this year. Clearly, the economy's already on its back like a turtle that can't get up. But I mean, describe that in detail, how you see it unfolding.
All right. First on the war. Ron is talking about now bringing, you know, the ship into Gaza of relief goods. That could be a conflict right there. Israel is on the edge continually, looking for an excuse, as is being reported, to invade Iran, to knock out their nuclear capabilities at any level. The United States keeps demonizing Iran continually. And so we see something happening as a flashpoint that'll, and of course it'll be a false flag. We will put no credence in it at all if there's an attack against Iran. That's the worst scenario. And that's the one we think is going to unfold. On the economic level, there are a million wild cards out there. Europe looks like the best one now, but there could be a huge collapse. By the way, Alex, every Saturday morning, you pick up the newspaper and buried in on the bottom somewhere is another five banks that fail.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back with a segment on the economy with Gerald Celente. Then your phone calls are coming up for the next 30 minutes. He's been gracious to spend this much time with us, Gerald Celente. And we'll also give you his website as well when we come back. Of course, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it right behind him. But it's just such valuable information. Gerald Celente, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
By the way, he is part of two of my films. I appreciate him appearing in them. One of the key analysts we have in Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception. Both of these films break down who the globalists are, how they set up the banking scam, how they're taking over, and what their plan was going to be into this year and the next. So this is kind of a video trends forecast. I hope you'll get them both at InfoWars.com and the new film we just released, Invisible Empire, A New World Order defined. So important. Knowledge is power. And it's also important in these rough times to support the alternative media. That's a separate subject I'm going to bring up with Gerald the next hour. The open calls everywhere to shut down the internet, to censor talk radio, to have government licenses to be a journalist. I mean, the system is in trouble when they openly want to shut down free speech. But Gerald Celente, you were getting into opening the paper up 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, depending on the day. Every day, banks are being shut down by the federal regulators. Please continue.
Yes, the Federal Reserve is effectively bankrupt. And what we're saying is that when there's a terrorist strike, and there will be, we're forecasting one of 9/11 magnitude, this time they're going to close the banks. The last time they closed Wall Street. But, of course, the last time in 2001, you know, we were getting over the dot-com bubble bursting, and the conditions were very bad, but nothing like today. So they were able to lower interest rates back then. Now they're at near zero. I mean, and some, I know they're talking about negative interest rates, but that's not going to work. So this time, in order to stop the panic, we believe they're going to close the banks. But the point being is that the banks are already in trouble. There is not going to be a recovery. It shows up in the job numbers. And then you have these analysts saying, well, it's a jobless recovery. Yeah, how about being almost pregnant, as I say? You know, there's no such thing. You have to create jobs. We're 72% consumer-oriented society. No jobs, no consumption. And then what we're looking at, as I said, as when they can no longer hide the failures, they take us to war. And the war looks like it's going to be, at this point, with Iran. And when it does happen, we don't believe the reasons they give us will be real. It'll be a false flag, as it was with weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, the Gulf of Tonkin, and others.
But in the Gulf of Tonkin in 64, bin Laden was there. You know, that's another question. Why are they getting so arrogant to have the CIA in Spy Talk, in the Washington Post, weekly column, admit they put out fake bin Laden videos? Why is handlebar mustache Geraldo Rivera talking to the Marine Corps colonel admitting that our government has the troops growing the opium? I mean, before they would at least lie. More and more they're going, yeah, we shipped the opium out. Yeah, we're putting fake videos out. Yeah, we won't tell you where the trillions in bailout money went. I mean, it looks like they've almost shifted tactics to just, like, hiding it in plain view now.
You know, as I said before, you know, these aren't the brightest people. They're given too much credit. They're losers. Again, everything they touch, they turn to rot, whether it's education, healthcare, wars, environment, you name it, food. So, yeah, they're not the brightest people. And look, the CIA is admitting that they're waging a war with these predator drones in Pakistan. Since when did the CIA get into the war business overtly? And since when is it not against international law to perform extrajudicial killings by killing, quote, suspected terrorists in sovereign countries by sending drones in? So it's their arrogance and also possibly their ignorance.
Well, Gerald Celente, the Trends Research analyst, the founder of Trends Research, is our guest for another 30 minutes. We're going to take your calls, go to Twitter, questions, and a lot more straight ahead when we begin the fourth hour. You know, we talk about this so much. I don't want people to get mental fatigue when we're discussing depression and wars because it's already ongoing. It's going to get worse.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.